Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's from the Innocent Age album. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Cindy Miller. She's the president of Cindy Miller Communications. She helps people just like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace in all the different 360 degrees of communicating with customers and the public. Cindy, thanks again for being here. CindyMillerCommunications.com, right?
Right. Okay.
All right, so check that out. Okay, in the previous segment, we talked about dealing with the marketplace, primarily customers, whether it be advertising or social media or other ways of connecting with customers. Now let's talk about things that are a little more technical, right? A little more media savvy kind of stuff, like you might have in a crisis, right? Tell us about what you think we should, what should we know about dealing with the press, for example, and the public when we have a crisis.
Well, one of the things that we do is we help companies in the heat of the moment, you know, a fired CEO on the front page of the paper, but we really like companies to step back from that and really do a risk assessment and be proactive about crisis communication. Mm-hmm. And stop and make plans to scenario planning so that you're not in the heat of the moment trying to put your best foot forward. You already have a template press release. You have some scenarios. You have a crisis team put together. You're being very proactive about being ready when something happens.
You know, Cindy, one of the things a lot of small business owners are thinking, well, I'm not Coca-Cola, I'm not FedEx, I don't have these kinds of things. But you know what? If you have employees, an employee could do something that could bring the press into you. They could do something that could cause the FBI to come to your business. They could do online stuff.
What?
There's
and
all
also,
kinds of stuff like that. You never know.
We call that a rogue employee, and everybody's at risk for a rogue employee because that's when somebody does something that nobody can predict. I mean, think about it. You probably remember Domino's a couple of years ago, who had a viral crisis on their hands because a couple of North Carolina Domino's employees decided to stuff cheese up their nose and take a video and put it on YouTube.
Yeah, smart.
If anybody on your staff drives a branded vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and that branded vehicle is in a car wreck,
right?
You got a crisis on
your
hands.
That's right. So come back to what you said a minute ago. You say you should do some things to be prepared for that, even if it's never happened before and you can't even imagine when it would happen.
Right. When we do crisis planning with a company, that's the first step is really talking in depth to the executive team and to employees throughout all the levels about where are you vulnerable. And we have them put together, come up with scenarios and ideas on where are we at risk. And then we continue the conversation about not only where are you at risk, but which of the things off this list will do your company the most harm.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put together three or four scenarios so that if anything happens, you've got a playbook to go to.
Mm-hmm. But it's important that just because the CEO or the founder and the owner of the company thinks they're pretty savvy about what's going on. What if you're off at a market or you're, you know, for whatever reason, you're not in the business, something happens, and before you can get back to your business, a news team sticks a microphone in one of your employees' faces, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, and every CEO in the world wants to be able to take a vacation. What if you're golfing in
right.
Scotland? And something bad happens. You want your entire team to know what to do.
So you recommend training? Do you what do you do?
You got to start by assessing the risk. I mean, you got to. I mean, that all of that is involved. I mean, once you have a crisis plan, you have to make sure that you everybody in the company needs to know whatever piece of it involves them. But your crisis team, the five or six people that are going to be in the war room in a really bad situation, needs to have a process that is very detailed, so that if this happens, then this happens, then this happens, and they just know exactly what to do. Whether you're there or not.
What if the next time something happens like this to a company, like the Domino's thing you mentioned, or some other company, what would be wrong with taking that scenario and sitting everybody down around a table and say, okay, folks, if that happened to us, what would we do? Could you use that as an example?
Yeah, that's a great conversation.
To role play off of?
That would be a great conversation to have. It might not be appropriate for every company. So, I mean, it's not like we have a list of risks that we want you to deal with. We want you to think through, in my company, where am I vulnerable? Mm-hmm. For some, it's a data breach. For some, it's a rogue employee. For others, it's a environmental threat. Sometimes it's trouble at the top. Sometimes the top of the company is the risk.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to figure out, for our company, is going viral the problem, or is a rogue employee more likely, or are we driving branded vehicles that might dump pesticide in a river?
Right. Hey, Cindy, good job today. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
I've enjoyed having you. Give us your website again, please.
It is CindyMillerCommunications.com.
So check it out, folks. Hey, Cindy, thanks for being here. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.